Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about speculating on Allah's judgment. What does that mean? That means that it's something that a lot of us do. Maybe we don't openly express what's in our heart, but sometimes it passes in our heart and goes through our heart, and we think about it, and we might even believe it. For example, we see a guy, we see a person, and he's very noble, he's very good, he's very pious. And we begin thinking, this person is definitely going to heaven. I know for sure. Right? Sometimes we might even express it, you know, in different ways. We might say that, well, if that guy doesn't go to heaven, nobody's going to go to heaven. None of us are. All of us are doomed. Or, you know, conversely, we might see somebody, you know, a bad person, and, you know, we might say that, oh, this guy, you know, he's done for. He's definitely going to go to hell. And, or we might not say it, but we might believe it in our heart, you know. But this is something wrong. Of course, with the reservation that if the A'imma alayhi wasalam or the Prophet himself says and tells us that a specific person in history, right, was doomed and he's definitely going to go to heaven, or he's definitely going to go to hell, or conversely, he was a good person, he's definitely going to go to heaven, that's a different story. But if, you know, we don't know that, you know, and nothing has been expressed by the infallibles regarding this, you know, we should avoid thinking such things or expressing such things and saying such things. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Woe to those who foretell about Allah's actions from among my community." What do these people do? These people do this. The Prophet explained, he said, those who proclaim that X will go to paradise, but Y will go to the fire, will go to hell, will enter hell. Right? This is wrong. We should avoid doing this. You know, sometimes we even do this with some of our, you know, great personalities, some great scholars, or some people we believe are saints, right? There's no way to tell whether, you know, a specific person is definitely going to go to heaven or not, or definitely, conversely, definitely going to go to hell or not, unless, as we said, an infallible tells us so. In a similar tradition, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, a man said one day, I swear by Allah that he will not forgive so and so. Allah the Exalted said, who is he to foretell about what I will do that I will not forgive this man? I indeed have forgiven him and annulled the work of the foretelling man because of his saying Allah will not forgive him. This is an interesting hadith. So this person's said that such and such a person will definitely go to hell. Allah will not forgive him. Allah, of course, Allah does not have spite with anybody. Allah does not, you know, have enmity with anybody. But he said, Allah said in response that because this person said this, I will forgive that person. And conversely, I will not forgive the man who was saying this about that other person. Right? This is how severe such an action is and why we should definitely avoid doing so. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at speculating on Allah's judgment regarding somebody from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد